First Gordo's Corner brought to us by McDonald's and Dallas Dodge Chrysler Jeep.
Thank you, Junior, for joining me.
Donald. Okay. We have sad news. Fake Donald Trump was in an elevator accident after he was leaving the ticket around 8:50 this morning. And so he passed.
It's terrible.
So we'll no longer have fake Donald on the air. So keep him in your prayers. All right, there is a controversy up here at the ticket. There is an internal brouhaha. A Donnybrook, a confluence of tumult. And this started yesterday. I saw a tweet from Sports Sturm, which I think is Bob Stern's Twitter handle, right?
You think?
Isn't it Sports Sturm?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or is it Bob Sturm?
No, it's Sports Sturm.
Sports Sturm. And he tweets this picture. It says something to the effect of photo evidence of Corby selling his Norm book at Half Price Books. And he tweets a picture, and it is the title page of Norm's book, Greatest Team Ever. And there is an inscription that is in Norm's handwriting that was found at Half Price Books. And I'm not sure whether Bob found it or some P1 found it and sent it to Bob.
I think someone showed Bob that he had it, and Bob took a picture of it. I think it was the story.
So the inscription reads, "To the Cobra, know how much I appreciate your friendship and the unique abilities you bring to the job. I hope you enjoy the book and the magic moments from this era. Norm Hitchkiss. P.S. Yes, I've made love to a man.
All right, not on there.
Still love the Cowboys." So, you guys have seen the picture. I mean, that's Norm's handwriting. This isn't someone doing a bit or faking something. This is clearly the book that Norm hand-delivered with his own decrepit, senile hand to
Corby. He signed
this
to all of us. I still have mine.
Yes, and I still have mine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Corby does not still have his. It's at Half Price Books in Frisco or somewhere. So, this starts a bit of a Twitter. I retweet Bob's tweet, and then all of a sudden Corby gets into the action and says that he pins this on me. All of a sudden, I'm roped into it. I'm roped into the controversy, and Corby's saying that I'm wronging him, and this is my doing, and he challenges me to come on the air at 5:15 today to talk about it.
And you have no idea what he's talking about.
No, I just saw the tweet and thought it was funny and retweeted it.
You did,
but somehow I'm now ground zero of this controversy.
Why?
I don't know. I'm assuming I do spots for Half Price Books, and maybe because of what George was saying, that he remembers when I was talking about gathering up all the free books that we have around here, especially when we were getting out of the old studio. And there were tons of books there, and I said somebody had to take these to Half Price Books, because a lot of them, they were just being thrown into the garbage. The books we had up here. And
good
it was
books.
Like, yeah, take them to Half Price Books. These mm-hmm. are nice books. Now, I never ended up doing anything about it, because I'm a guy who's big on ideas but low on execution.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's what Corby's laboring under, that misconception. Perhaps that's it. I don't know. But I agreed to be on the hard line today at 5:15 to address this matter. Well, I get a very interesting email this morning that I think
is going to blow this election wide open.
It is from a man named Robert Andrews. Does that sound familiar to you?
No.
Robert Andrews. Subject: I may be able to exonerate Gordon and Corby in the Half Price Book scandal of 2012. I don't know if that's what it's actually being called, but okay. So the email, which is super secret, I will mm-hmm. add.
Until now.
Yes. This is the P1s have not heard this email before. I want to make that very clear. This is the first time this email is being aired. The email starts: I worked for Ticket Promotions from October 2011 until April 2012. I was consistently ignored by all of you, so I don't expect any of you to remember me. Sorry about that, pal. I was helping with the big move to Victory, and there were tons of untouched books laying around everywhere. Most were still in the Amazon.com box addressed to Gordon. Thanks. Those are the ones I actually ordered, dude. Anyway, I was given full authority by Cactus and some and some wolf operative to take any books I found to half-price books and keep the cash. While I can neither confirm nor deny that Norm's book to Corby was in there, it is possible that I swept off the spent roaches and empty Woodford Reserve bottles off the book and took the book to half-price books. In the end, I took six boxes of books to half-price books and made enough money to buy a PS3.
Golly. Man, we didn't lose the Jim Dent autograph book, did we?
That if we lost the Jim Dent, that's much more valuable than the stupid book Norm signed to Corby. The Jim Dent autograph book that's one of the greatest pieces of visual comedy in the history of the ticket. We claimed it was the last book that Jim Dent signed before he was hauled off to prison. And it's funny, too, because he was arrested at a book signing and was taken into custody. And, of course, I had faked his signature on the book to George. It said Jim Dent. Right after at the end of the T, as he was crossing that trailed across the page as if... As if there was a violent struggle there at the end.
They just kept trying to sign.
He was frantically trying to finish signing it as cops were hauling him off by the ankles.
Man, I think that one got taken to half-price books, too.
Oh, man. Yes, somebody please search the half-price books that we found the Norm Corby book at and see if Jim Dent's book is there. And it has a funny scrawled... the pen was pressed really hard into the page, too.
And Ride the Panther, Call Down Thunder.
Yes. I saved that one from the garbage bin. That was thrown away by Junior Miller.
No, it wasn't.
When you cleared off your desk, you threw away Call Down Thunder.
I absolutely did
by
not.
The official author of the Musers, Carrie Newcomb.
I've got both of his books still in my box of stuff that I took off my desk in my garage right now. I still have those books.
Prove it.
Ride the tomorrow.
I'll bring them in tomorrow.
Bring them in tomorrow. Let's read them.
I would never throw away those great works of literature. Never.
By Carrie Newcomb. We should plug it. It's yes. Call Down Thunder and Ride the Panther.
Mm-hmm. I was the one who was always reading those books in the cubicle area.
Upside down.
Yeah. No. Yeah, in a very fake manner.
No.
It was unbelievable. It's like you had just walked out of the studio 3 seconds before and were right behind you, and then as soon as we walk out, you're leaned up against your cubicle with that open, deep in reading. Like you were nodding as if agreeing with the points the book was making.
Yes, I couldn't wait to get back into it during a commercial
break. It's not a piece of nonfiction for you to agree, opinion piece.
Hey, my question here is, why isn't that book from Norm to Corby on Corby's coffee table at home?
That's where mine is.
Why didn't he immediately take it home and put it in the place of honor?
You know damn well why.
No, I don't.
Norm,
tell me.
Norm didn't give two SHs about that book.
Norm or Corby?
Oh, Corby.
Yeah.
Yeah, Corby. Yes. Corby left it laying around in that trash heap of a cubicle that he had over
Boy,
there.
He did have a trash heap.
It was so funny because
he used to share with Fernando.
Yeah, he shared with Fernando, and Fernando's extremely anal about his desk, and everything was set just so in Fernando's half of the desk. Then you move over to Corby's Sanford and Son junk pile. It'd be everything over there.
And you shared with Danny?
Yeah, I shared with Danny, but we never saw each other, and we never had any cubicle conflicts. I hardly ever use my cubicle.
I miss the cubicles.
Do you?
Yeah.
I like my locker. We have little lockers now. We don't have cubicles. That's all I need. Small space, secure.
George, you miss having a garbage receptacle? Is that what you miss?
That was a storage unit.
Yours was a pigsty.
It was horrible. I have no place to hang my fixed poster or
put it in the studio.
No.
Damn it, it won't mind.
And Ryan's had that wall of shame. It was every nameplate from every person who used to work up here it was like his trophy wall, like he got everyone fired or something.
Now that is a shame we don't have that. We don't have your wall up here.
Yeah, I know.
We missed the old ticket bullpen.
All right, so are you guys at least... I'm going to... At 5:15 today on the hard line, I'm sure this matter will be adjudicated, and I'm sure I'll have to endure many lies about myself and attacks upon my person.
I think you ought to drive up here. I would not be on the phone, because you'll be wronged even more if you're on the phone.
All right, but you, Giorgio, when this was brought up earlier in the program today, at whatever, 5:50,
mm-hmm.
you were kind of fingering me.
Only because I hadn't talked to you about it yet. Once you told me that, I went, oh, okay.
Well,
I
don't finger me until you talk to me a little bit.
I figured you had something to do with it.
Buy him a glass of wine.
Come on, butter him up a little bit.
Do that. Finger you.
Well, you did. You were saying that it was me, and you didn't give me the benefit of the doubt. You're supposed to be my friend.
The only information I heard was...
You and I hang out at guitar stores together all the time.
You were going to be on the hard line to explain it. So I said, okay, well, I guess Gordon knows something.
No, I said in my tweet, I publicly tweeted to the universe that I don't know anything about this, but I'll go on the air to say I don't know anything about it. But I get the feeling like I'm just going to have the crosshairs put on me. And meanwhile, Robert Andrews, who's the guilty party up here, he's the Lee Harvey Oswald in this whole thing. He's getting away scot-free.
How much does the PS3 cost? A couple $100? $300?
No, I think it's like $1 million.
No, it's it's probably in the hundreds, right?
Yeah.
About $250, yeah.
And shouldn't that money have been split up among ticket staffers?
Yes.
Why does this guy? I mean, he should get a little bit more because he took him down there. He did the physical work of it. But not all of it.
I smell a lawsuit.
Yeah. I'm suing George.
No, I'm suing Robert.
I'll sue you back.
You're suing Robert?
Mm-hmm.
I'm countersuing you.
I'm suing Carrie Newcomb.
No, he had nothing to do with this. He had nothing to do with this. Well, the P1s will back me on this.
I want to know
who owns this book. This is now the most famous sports book in all of DFW history. The autographed book from Norm DeCobra.
Norm worked hard on that book.
Yes.
I feel for Norm.
I think Corby got rid of it because it wasn't also signed by Ron Santangelo, who did the pictures in it. All right. Is that all we have to say about that?
Yep.
Okay, I have another matter of contention that's tearing the ticket apart. You guys refused to let me address Brad Sham about the upcoming Alanis Morissette show.
We didn't refuse. We just thought it'd be best.
You called me off at the last moment.
Well, why don't you reschedule him? I'm sure he would come on again.
You want to call him back and ask him?
No, it takes too long to talk to him. Okay, while you were listening to him, did you at least appreciate fake Brad Sham even that much more?
Oh, yes.
Because he sounds like fake Brad now.
Yes, I think he's
doing a bit.
Fake Brad.
I think he's doing a bit. I think he's doing the double fake Brad now. He's imitating the fake Brad.
Maybe.
But I wanted to ask him about the Alanis Morissette show, which is less than a week away.
Was that Monday?
I think it's Tuesday.
Monday? Yeah, it was on the biggest show list.
Told you.
I'm looking at the flyer here, and it says...
Monday.
Hold on.
29th?
Yes.
Monday.
29th, which is most certainly a Monday.
Indeed.
She's playing with a couple famous people. Adam Lambert...
Oh, really?
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
And Gavin Stalbach. No, and Gavin DeGraw.
I like Gavin DeGraw.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
That's the one that Brad C's all gay for.
So?
Or P1 Brad C.
So that means it's probably good.
He wears the funny hat.
Gavin Brad DeGraw. C?
Well, he wears a lot of funny hats, but I'm talking about Gavin DeGraw.
Yeah, but
doesn't he wear the Tom Landry hat?
Yeah. But what's up with Brad C liking him so much? When have you ever met a guy who's crazy for... An unmarried guy, suspiciously, who is such a Gavin DeGraw fan. Got posters in his room of Gavin DeGraw with holes torn into him. Anyway, I was going to ask Brad Sham about that show, because Brad is going to go on stage with Alanis.
That would be so great.
In acknowledgement of our Brad Sham bit. And he's going to sing Hand in My Pocket with her.
That'd be great.
But that's not going to happen.
All right, then,
that's Gavin DeGraw. Right. I thought his music was gayer than this.
Some of it is.
Huh. All right, that's the corner.
Man.
What?
He's worked hard all his life, just trying to put together some good music.
He is.
Two AM radio guys call it gay.
Well, I didn't.
You said some of his music was gay.
Well, I just.
Two adjectives describe his music: go away and stoopy.
Jill.
All right, that's the Corner 931 on the ticket. Coming up next, David joins us. The Ranch Report, a devastating bit of news the Cowboys received yesterday. Someone understand me.